Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Prestasia. How may I help you?
Hey, Prestasia. This is Judy Hems, and I'm calling in reference to a charge that appeared on my credit card for $94.90, and it was charged last night on March the 23rd. And it says online description. I can spell it for you. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I don't even know what this would be for. Can you tell me?
Okay. So we do service multiple different brands. In order for me to give you information on a specific brand, I will have to pull up an account for you first. Can I have your zip code, please?
It's 28469. There's two charges on there. One was on March the 6th to the same company or to the same,
okay.
It says statement descriptions, what I'm looking at.
You said 28469?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Judy, J-U-D-Y. Last name is Helms, H-E-L-M-S.
Okay. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
Would it be 1542 West Kilbart Drive, Ocean Isle Beach, 28469? But I've not authorized anything.
Okay, so I do see here that the Ion Link Skin Care Cream was purchased for the 14-day trial back on March the 5th.
That was on March the 6th, right? For $4.95. That was the shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am, for the 14-day trial.
Okay, now they charged me $94.90 last night.
It was stated within the terms and the conditions how the 14-day trial works when making the purchase. The 14-day trial, you have 14 days to call in and cancel. If you don't call in within 14 days, on that 15th day, you will be billed the full amount, and it is a monthly subscription.
Okay, so you need to take that off because I'm going to dispute that with the bank in the morning. So, and it's not been mailed out either, right? No.
It's for the product that you've already received, ma'am, within that trial. But I do understand that you are filing a dispute, and you have every right to do so. But please allow me to explain the dispute process to you. What happens during the dispute process is your bank or credit card company will contact us, and we will have to provide them with those same terms and conditions and the tracking number showing that the charges are legal and valid. At that point, you won't be eligible for a refund at all. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you a 35% refund back of that charge and cancel that account out for you.
It needs to be canceled because I just was diagnosed with breast cancer, and there's no, and I live on $784 a month, and I don't even know what made me look at this on my phone, and I absolutely about dropped my teeth. I said, I know I haven't ordered anything. I've not ordered nothing, and it just said, I remember it was a little tiny bottle of cream that came in a little tiny jar, very, very small. And it said, if you just pay for shipping and handling, which was $4.95, I do recall that. But I can't believe that they would go back and tell you owe $94.90. And I'm struggling now. I had to talk to the hospital in reference to them I need help. I need help because I cannot afford all these oncology, the surgeons, the plastic surgeons. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. And that's why I was calling. I thought, Lord God, I haven't done any charging on that card. And I didn't know you would do that. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is that 35% refund and cancel that account out for you.
Well, just cancel out the account, but no, ma'am, I will dispute this with the bank, and that wouldn't even, that's $100. That's my payment to the credit card company trying to get it paid off without being turned over to collections. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Once again, ma'am, when doing the dispute process, your bank or credit card company still will have to call us, and we will have to verify that those charges are legal and valid due to it was stated within the terms and the conditions, and you won't be able to receive a refund at all. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you a 50% refund back of that charge and cancel that account out for you.
Well, just cancel the account, okay? If you'll do that for me, you'll be, I will pray for us both. I'm going to pray anyway, but I'm praying. I said, this world is just mixed up. We're just, It's just very, it's very scamming, you know, it's very scamming. But I thank you for your call. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day. I hope
to
God that you don't ever go through anything what I'm going through right now.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great night.